baseball is America. I mean, if you want to be associated with what's truly American and you're a politician, you better get close to baseball.
That was George W. Bush, 1991, sitting down for an interview with C-SPAN. Over 30 years ago, the future president was managing general partner of the Texas Rangers Baseball Club. George W. Bush urged politicians to get close to baseball. With the new baseball season starting, this is a terrific opportunity to recall one time politicians did just that. In this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly, we mark opening day of Major League Baseball in the most obvious way possible, by remembering the 2005 House hearings into alleged baseball player steroid use and whether there was cheating. Play ball, if you insist. March 17, 2005. Baseball was just 2 weeks away from starting. What a time to be in D.C. The new season brought a new baseball team to Washington. President George W. Bush, whom you heard at the beginning, threw out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals' first home game. And the new season featured a new steroid policy, which enforced harsher penalties than ever before for steroid use in Major League Baseball. And that's how and where this baseball history story begins. On March 17, 2005, in the Rayburn House office building, an 11-hour nationally televised hearing of the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee, with 10 baseball players and executives testifying. The hearing came after former Oakland A's slugger Jose Canseco wrote a tell-all book about Major League Baseball players using steroids. Representative Tom Davis, a Republican from Virginia and the committee chairman, explained why Congress was getting involved. In this clip, he mentions the ranking Democrat, Henry Waxman of California.
As I noted in my opening statement this morning, the committee's primary goal in this inquiry is to break the vicious cycle of growing steroid use that begins at the professional level and inevitably, it seems, trickles down to college and high school sports. Mr. Waxman and I believe our oversight, which begins but does not end today, can help break that cycle and convince the 500,000 high school students using steroids today that they're making a big mistake. But we can't do this alone. After all, there's a cause and effect here. Steroid use becomes legitimized in large part because young people emulate star athletes. So it's going to take stars to combat stars.
And boy, did they bring out the stars. Testifying first in the leadoff witness spot, the player whose book sparked the hearing.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, distinguished guests, my name is Jose Canseco, and for 17 years I played professional baseball. I am humbled by the opportunity to appear before you today. Never in my wildest dreams could I have imagined that my athletic ability and love for America's game will lead me to this place and the subject that has brought me before this committee. When I decided to write my life story, I was aware that what I revealed about myself and the game I played for a majority of my life would create a stir in the athletic world. I did know that my revelations would reverberate in the halls of this chamber and in the hearts of so many. My heart and condolences go out to those families who lost their children to use of steroids. Today, I commit myself to doing everything possible to assist them and conveying to the youth of America the dangers that using steroids will bring.
Then came the players who were under suspicion of steroid use. Batting second, or testifying second, through a translator, Sammy Sosa.
Statement of Mr. Sammy Sosa. Good afternoon, members of the committee. I understand that people have said that steroids are a big problem in professional baseball, and that it is trickling down to our children. I am here to offer my testimony in the hope that it will assist the committee in remedying this problem.
Sosa also said this, again through a translator.
To be clear, I have never taken illegal performance-enhancing drugs. I have never injected myself or had anyone inject me with anything. I've not broken the laws of the United States or the laws of the Dominican Republic. I have been tested as recently as 2004, and I am clean.
The next star witness, a star home run hitter, also mentioned children. He choked up and appeared close to tears.
My name is Mark McGuire. I played the game of baseball since I was 9 years old. I was privileged to be able to play 15 years in the major leagues. I even had the honor of representing my country in the 1984 Olympic baseball team. I love and respect our national pastime. I will do everything in my power to help the game, its players, and fans. First and foremost, my heart goes out to every parent whose son or daughter were victims of steroid use. I hope that these hearings can prevent other families from suffering.
Mark McGwire was followed by the first baseman for the Baltimore Orioles. He strongly denied using steroids and, you guessed it, mentioned kids.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Rafael Palmeiro, and I am a professional baseball player. I'll be brief in my remarks today. Let me start by telling you this. I have never used steroids, period. I do not know how to say it any more clearly than that. Never. The reference to me in Mr. Canseco's book is absolutely false. I am against the use of steroids. I don't think athletes should use steroids, and I don't think our kids should use them.
Also testifying, pitcher Curt Schilling, an anti-steroid advocate. 2 weeks before the hearing, Curt Schilling was at the White House, along with his Boston Red Sox teammates, celebrating their 2004 World Series championship with President George W. Bush. At the March 2005 House hearing, Schilling took a swing at fellow witness Jose Canseco.
I recognize that professional athletes are role models for many of the youth in this country. Most athletes take this role very seriously, and I hope through my appearance here that I'm conveying my seriousness and understanding of the issue. While I don't profess to have the medical expertise to adequately describe the dangers of steroid use, I do believe I have the expertise to comment on whether steroids are necessary to excel in athletics. I think it is critical to convey to the youth who desire to excel in sports that steroids are not the answer, that steroids are not necessary in order to excel in any athletic event, and that success is achieved through hard work, dedication, and perseverance. I also hope that by being here, I can raise a level of awareness on several other fronts. First, I hope the committee recognizes the danger of possibly glorifying the so-called author scheduled to testify today or by indirectly assisting him to sell more books through his claim that what he was doing is somehow good for this country or the game of baseball. A book which devotes hundreds of pages to glorifying steroid usage and which contends that steroid usage is justified and will be the norm in the country in several years is a disgrace, was written irresponsibly, and sends exactly the opposite message that needs to be sent to kids. The allegations made in that book, the attempts to smear the names of players, both past and present, having been made by one who for years vehemently denied steroid use, should be seen for what they are, an attempt to make money at the expense of others. I hope we come out of this proceeding aware that we are dealing with when we talk about that so-called author, and that we not create a buzz that results in young athletes buying the book and being misled on the issues and dangers of steroids.
After the opening statements, committee members got their chance to question the witnesses. Here's Bernie Sanders, then an independent congressman from Vermont, who began this way, using themes which might sound familiar in current times.
Mr. Chairman, this morning I was on a TV show, as I'm sure many members of this committee were, and I was asked by the interviewer whether I thought this committee was grandstanding, whether in fact we were using the fame of these outstanding athletes to get our names in the paper and so forth. And I said I didn't think so because I thought this was a hugely important issue impacting millions of young people. And that's what I believe. But I do want to say that I am overwhelmed by the kind of media attention that this has gotten. I have counted dozens of TV cameras. And I think some of the American people wonder, is this all we do? Because this is what they see on television. So I want to say to our media friends that when some of us talk about the collapse of our health care system and millions of people not having any health insurance, come and join us. And we talk about the United States having the highest rate of childhood poverty in the industrialized world at a time when the rich are going richer. Come on down. Now, maybe we may have to bring great baseball players to help us talk about childhood poverty. I don't know. I would hope not. I'd hope we could have some of the great experts, and I would hope you would come. But to the American people, some of us are dealing with other issues as well.
Sanders then asked this question of the whole panel.
So let me start off, and I know this is a hard one. Are we talking about 1% of players, to your judgment, doing it? Are we talking about 5%, 10%? Is Mr. Canseco the only player in the world to have done this? Mr. Schilling?
No, I don't think he is the only player. I think he's a liar. I think that what he did was grossly overstate a situation to make himself not look as bad.
What would you be your guess in terms of percentage?
You know what? I took an oath. I swore to tell the truth here today. In 19 years in the big leagues, I have never seen a syringe. other than one prescribed by a doctor to a player. I have never seen steroids.
But in locker room gossip, you may not have seen it. People right. talk, right? This guy's doing something, that guy's doing something. I don't need names. What's your guess? You've heard people saying that somebody is doing
absolutely. It. Absolutely. There's discussion about other guys on other teams. I would say the percentage is on or around where it's been tested at. I don't think it's much higher. I think it's again, I'm in the locker. I've been with six different teams. I play with over thousands of players. I've guessed that maybe 5 to 10 of my teammates in the last 15 years were using.
In the last 15 years?
Maybe. 5 to 10 at most. I wouldn't know anymore.
Okay. Mr. Palmeiro, Mr. Schilling says he would guess maybe 5 or 10 players in the many years he's been in the majors. What do you guess?
I wouldn't know. I couldn't take a guess. I just think as long as even 1% is too high, that's way too high. We need to make sure it's 0%.
Mr. McGuire, would you like to speculate?
I wouldn't know, but there's a big reason why we're here today to talk about it.
Okay. Mr. Sosa, what's your guess?
I won't know. I really...
Mr. Canseco?
I guess... I say Mr. Schilling is correct about today's statistics on how many people are using steroids because we've made steroids aware. We've brought it out. This book came out, scared a lot of individuals. If they were using steroids when this book came out, they cold stopped.
Congressman Pat McHenry, a Republican from North Carolina, asked the witnesses if steroid use is cheating. In this clip, you'll hear answers in this order from Curt Schilling, Rafael Palmeiro, Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, then Jose Canseco.
Our hearings today are not about you as individuals. A lot has been made of a book written. A lot has been made of statements that have been made. But it's not about you as individuals. It's the overall societal problem. And you all mentioned what these families that testified earlier, the impact it had on you as individuals. But that's a message that your sport, you and your colleagues, are sending in many ways. And so, I have a simple question, and you can answer yes or no, or choose to not answer. That's certainly your right. Are using steroids, the use of steroids, is that cheating? Sure.
Yes.
I believe it is.
That's not for me to determine.
For you, is it cheating, yes or no?
That's not for me to determine.
Mr. Sosa?
I think so.
I think so, and in many ways, I think it also cheats the individual who uses it, because eventually, if found out or if come to the forefront, they have to go through this, absolutely.
And now a history footnote. You heard Rafael Palmeiro tell Congress, "I have never used steroids, period. I do not know how to say it any more clearly than that. Never." That was March 17, 2005. On August 1, 2005, Palmeiro was suspended for 10 days for violating Major League Baseball's steroid policy. He became the seventh major leaguer in 2005 suspended under the steroids program. None of the players you've heard in this podcast who testified to the House in 2005 are in the Hall of Fame. Most, if not all, probably would have gotten in were it not for the cloud of steroid use. Which leads to our bonus clip. On February 13, 2008, the great pitcher Roger Clemens testified in a similar hearing, focused on the use of performance-enhancing drugs by Major League Baseball players. In front of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Clemens denied getting injected with human growth hormones and anabolic steroids.
Let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH.
That was February 13, 2008. On August 19, 2010, Roger Clemens was indicted by a federal grand jury for allegedly lying to Congress about using steroids. So, why talk about this now? Here's the answer, and we'll play a rare second bonus clip. Roger Clemens retired in 2007 with 354 wins, 7 Cy Young Awards, and was the 1986 American League Most Valuable Player. Again, from that 2008 hearing, Clemens got this question from Representative William Lacey Clay, Democrat from Missouri.
You have a very compelling and telling story about your life and career. A colleague of mine, Mr. Capuano of Massachusetts, wants to know what uniform you will wear to the Hall of Fame.
Can I ask you that may I state that I didn't hear that question?
Roger Clemens did not make it to the Hall of Fame. On January 25th, 2022, he and Sammy Sosa failed to receive enough votes in what was their 10th and final year on the ballot. That's it for this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly. Can't make it to the ballpark for opening day? No worries. Here's a better experience. Open your laptop and do your own searches in the C-SPAN video library. Just go to cspan.org and use the search bar on top. All for free. No convenience fee. No box office charges snuck in at the end. Discover on your own lots more congressional hearings into steroid and illegal substance use. Talk about a seventh-inning stretch. Thanks for listening. Now go enjoy America's pastime, searching the C-SPAN video library.